Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Well, thank you so much for staying with us. Now, you may be wondering, you know, I seem to be speaking to this next guest very, very often, but it's really for a good reason. He's on the line with us, a risk analyst and former diplomat, Dr. Kingsley Makubela. You need to have an office here, Dr. Makubela. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Thanks very much, Pimelo.
So, I mean, I was going to essentially, initially my request to you was to talk about the new ambassador to the South African mission by the US, the nomination by Donald Trump. But so much has happened in the past 24 hours. I want to talk about the Signal group chat that unfortunately leaked all kinds of things, and the Republicans, you know, pushing back, being quite arrogant about it. And I'm not sure, you know, how within Washington all of this has been viewed.
You know, Pimelo, this scandal is going to have casualties, it appears.
Yeah.
Because today, more details of the discussions were released.
Yeah.
And they really negate what the Director of Intelligence and the CIA Director presented yesterday.
Mm.
So it's getting out of control.
Mm.
I think the first casualty, in my own view, is going to be Mike Waltz,
yes,
the National Security Advisor.
Yeah.
He'll be better advised to... he has already started to take the blame.
Yes.
But I think he'll likely resign, because the details that are starting to emerge, they include detailed operational activities as to at what stage...
Mm.
Are the bombs going to be dropped, and what plane is going to be used?
Mm.
Now, those are highly classified. And I watched the hearing, and when they were confronting the CIA director to tell him about what is contained in the classification, that any military activities or intended military activities, it's regarded as top secret, and he agreed. Once he did that, I think it's a problem.
Yeah.
Secretary Hexel, It's moving from Hawaii. I think he's on his way now back to Washington. It seems they've put all the blame on him to say he would explain this. So this thing, it's not looking good for Donald Trump and his senior officials.
I want to just talk a little bit about Waltz, who, as you said, you know, was quite quick to admit the fact that this is his response. He's taking responsibility. He says, "Well, I set up the meeting. I'm the one who's supposed to convene this particular conversation amongst these top officials." But was also very when Donald Trump was asked about him, he says, "No. He doesn't have to apologize." I thought that was interesting.
Well, you know, he's trying to protect him, because Donald Trump kept on saying Mike Waltz is a good guy.
Yeah.
There may have been mistakes, yeah, but he's a good guy.
Yeah.
I mean, Pimelo, if you saw the interview of the Lieutenant General responsible for Signal, he was asked a specific question in terms of the risk of the Signal app.
Mm.
And he said, yes, it's not secured.
Mm.
Now, given what has been said yesterday and today, and the confirmation that that's not an app to be used to discuss this kind of information. So there's definitely going to be casualties. The Republicans, I'm afraid, in the hearing, are going to turn against the administration, because this is so obvious.
So, you know, I would say that the Republicans could boast and say, you know, we've been off to a really great start with this administration. We are strong. We are all sorts of wonderful things. Except I suspect this is where the wheels are going to start coming off. And I know that the administration is busy saying it's sort of going to blow over. It's not a thing. Do you have a sense that this is one of those that's going to be with us for a long time, especially since there will be almost definitely a proper investigation and maybe something even more substantive?
You know, Pimelo, there's already a casualty in terms of the U.S. They've attacked the SS Truman warship, the Houthis.
Yes.
They've shot down F-18. And I saw in the interview at the Capitol Hill, there's an acceptance that they've used sophisticated anti-aircraft missile to shoot down American planes. Mm. So these issues are going to complicate the situation. The only thing this thing would lose momentum is once you start to have resignation.
Mm.
I don't think there's an appetite to go after Donald Trump,
mm.
but certainly there will be an appetite to go after the national security team.
Mm.
That would include people in the Pentagon, in the CIA, the national security, and the National Security Council, and maybe to some extent, the State Department, which has been unscathed in this thing. But, you know, they form part of what is called the Principals Committee.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Principal Committee, they meet every day to discuss issues, and they meet over classified communication system.
Yeah.
And they sometimes meet to have a discussion with the president to give him a brief. Now, they used a system that is not protected, it's not classified. Mm. It's a huge challenge for them.
What does this then mean? And I know, to your point, probably Donald Trump is going to walk unscathed. But the Republicans, because you could see how the Democrats were really having them for supper yesterday. What do you think this is going to mean for the Republican Party?
Well, I think they are going to have some people that they would have to sacrifice.
Mm.
I wouldn't be surprised if there are discussions now, even with Trump, to say, let there be some people who are sacrificed to try to take off the momentum of this thing, because it's likely to go on for long, Pimel, as you're saying. They are doing, the National Security Council is doing an investigation. Now, if the head of the National Security Council, who's the president advisor on national security, he's the head of that, it's going to create a problem. They're going to cry cover up later on. They will probably go for congressional investigation. That becomes very political, and it's likely to drag into the midterm election. Because next year you're starting to have momentum building for midterm elections, and the Republicans are not looking forward to that. So they would want to nip this thing in the bud very early.
So the comms has changed in the last 12 hours. Initially, them denying it. You know, it's we didn't have anything substantive to discuss there. He hacked into the system and all of that. This is a terrible journalist and. And then subsequent to the Atlantic releasing, obviously, the text themselves, them saying, well, you see, we're vindicated. And of course, one has to look at the content thereof to see that, well, actually, it's not that simple. Some really serious information was shared there. What do you think this means, though, for the media? And I know that the media has had this really difficult relationship with Trump before, but this is, I think, escalated to a really interesting levels.
You know, Pimelo, I you know, the media is divided in the US, and the only media that is really begging Trump up to now is Fox. And I've seen an interview of a Fox journalist at the White House who said, well, this thing, it's quite dicey. It can go either way. He never made a pronouncement to say there's violation here. And he started to speak about the timeline for the operation. Now, timeline for the operation is classified. You can't tell your enemy what time you're going to attack them, what kind of bombs you're going to attack. That has to be seriously classified. He didn't say that. So you can see CNN and other media, they are having a ball. They are really going after the administration. And given the attitude of Donald Trump towards this kind of media houses, they are going to go after him. They are going to try to embarrass him by all means. He's never been very popular among the conventional media. The conservative media, even including the print media, they've been a bit quiet, those who are really supporting Trump. But, take the Washington Post, which is owned by Bezos, the owner of this big supply chain, Amazon. They are quiet. They are not writing a lot of criticism about what happened. But I think very soon the tide will turn against them. And you're going to see them starting also to follow suit, write negative things about the behavior of this. This is a national security team that met. And that's the senior officials that are giving advice to the president.
Yeah.
And what they have done, you know, Americans are really sensitive about anything that has to do with national security and operational activities. It's a huge problem.
The Hillary Clinton email saga, it went on forever.
It went for years.
So I think this is going to be interesting. Speaking of which, let's talk about this Brent Bozell III, who President Trump is nominating to be ambassador to South Africa. What do we expect there?
You know, he's a conservative. He's been very active within the CPAC. The CPAC is a conservative political action conference. They have meetings every year. And they are like kingmakers. Mm. They all decide who must run for that office and so on, how to marshal support, to mobilize resources. He's been very active in that. But he set up this foundation that is running the Media Research Council, that essentially the intention of that is to deal what they think are liberal media. Mm. Liberal medias, they mean the center-left, even though the center-left has disappeared because the Democrats have moved to the right. Mm. So he is coming here with that mindset, and he's going to find here a total different setup. And I'm glad that they're bringing somebody who is a media savvy person who will start to understand certain things you can't turn them around, like poverty in this country. Poverty in this country has a color. Mm. Yeah, poverty is black by nature. So he's going to find it very difficult to really spin these issues. It's better sitting in the U.S., but going around, seeing what's going on in the township, looking at Alexander and across the street, there is the opulent Sandton City, which is predominantly white, with a few trickles of blacks there and there, but it's predominantly white. So he's going to find very difficult, really, to report false things to Washington. Because he's going to have a lot of career diplomats who would work with him. Whatever cable he sends there is going to be very difficult, you know.
It's interesting because he could also be a master propagandist.
It's going to be tough, not when you are on the ground. It's better for people who are sitting there, like Jewel Pollock and Elon Musk are in the United States. But if you are on the ground here, you can't play this. I've seen diplomats when I was a chief of protocol. They come here and say to me, Kingsley, we really don't understand this.
Mm.
You know, so much opulence that exists in this country and yet so much poverty.
Mm.
And they recognize that the poverty is black and the opulence, it's white. So he's going to find very difficult this narrative that has been sent of genocide. And yet these genocidal people, they have tennis court, big swimming pools and so on, big yards. And you go across Alexander, people are squashed in very little land, no access to that. He's going to realize in the agricultural sector is predominantly white, no blacks, and the land is owned by them. So he's going to find it very difficult to deal with this dichotomy that exists within the country and to keep on life. It will be difficult for him. And remember, he has a credibility to as an individual, not to provide lies to his government.
Mm. So, I mean, we've been told he's not really much of a diplomat. So it's going to be interesting, as you said, you know, once he encounters the truth firsthand, and of course, media here, it's going to be really interesting to see what comes out of that mission. And then we are still busy talking and lots of rumors about who we are likely to send to the U.S. I mean, anything that you have to add to that?
You know, I think it's just unfortunate that people are starting to pull names and suggest names. I think that's one way of putting pressure. Mm. And I think the more we don't have a nominee for this position, this is going to intensify the rumors and so on. And people are going to start slaughtering each other, tarnishing each other's image to say this one is not suitable because of that or because of that. I think we are better off as a country to keep quiet.
Mm.
And I think the president should take a decision. You know, we don't have time. I'm just worried with the notion that president should take his time. He can't. We don't have time. You know, the ambassador is a master key. Mm. He opens every door in Washington. So the absence of the master key in Washington is going to create a huge problem for us. We may have keys, but we won't be able to open every door. And that's how diplomacy functions. You know what they do? Simple thing. They convene a meeting in the Capitol Hill. It's at the ambassadorial level.
Mm.
So if you don't have an ambassador, you're not going to go to that briefing. So you lose out. So that's where the challenge is going to be. And given what we are having, you know, this tension between us and the U.S., it'd be good to have somebody. The Americans have moved with speed. If you remember, yeah, during Donald Trump's first term, he sent an ambassador here for about 1.5 years.
Mm.
But this time around, he's hardly 2 months in office.
Yeah.
He has already nominated somebody for South Africa. It tells you he means business in terms of the relationship that he wants to have with South Africa. I don't necessarily think that he's looking for a confrontational relationship.
Mm.
I think the ambassador will come here, will come with a good brief to try to improve things between the two countries.
Mm-hmm.
But he's already set the tone as to how he's already one up on all of us as South African.
While in the background that's happening, Johannesburg is talking amongst themselves about the renaming of Sandton Drive to Leila Khalid. And you must have seen, obviously, some utterances by some senior officials of the ANC saying, you know, we want the U.S. embassy to have a look at Leila Khalid's name on their letterheads every single day. Your thoughts on how all of this has to be managed?
You know, Pimelo, diplomatic relations, you don't embarrass your diplomats. You actually have the responsibility in terms of the Vienna Convention to protect the credibility of your accredited ambassadors. Now, if we decided to name the street as a way of despising the Americans, it's very wrong. It should be corrected if that is the intention. It's unlike anyone who moves today into Winnie Madikizela's drive, and they want to change because they don't agree with Winnie Madikizela Mandela. It's a total different story. But if we did this solely with the intention of provoking the Americans, I think we shot ourselves in the foot.
Mm.
We have serious challenges. It's like today, if the American can decide to name the street where our embassy is after who's this right-wing...
Terre Blanche.
I mean, we would feel very much really aggrieved by that, given the challenges that we're having. This Khalid, he may be regarded by some people as a hero, but he hijacked planes and so on, and the Americans, they have certain concern about it. They are aggrieved by the action, be it really... something that was done with good intention or not. I'm not discussing the merit. I'm saying every day, if you see that on your face, it's going to be a huge challenge if that was the intention.
Hmm. Appreciate your time as usual. Thank you very much. And let's chat again soon.
Thank you, Pimelo. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you, Dr. Kingsley Makubela, a risk analyst and former diplomat.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.